This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act ends Sunday, and if you are somebody who tends to wait until the last minute, well, don't do that. There's new research out from the Treasury Department laying out how health insurance affects your health, and you're going to want to hear this. Sarah Cliff covers health policy for the New York Times. She wrote a long piece about this study the other day. Sarah, it's good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to loosely paraphrase the headline of this piece. It basically says health insurance and thus health care saves lives. Explain how this whole story happened.
So this whole story happened a little bit by accident. There was this experiment that we just learned about earlier this week where Treasury sent out letters to 3.9 million Americans letting them know they didn't have health insurance, they're paying a penalty because of the Affordable Care Act, and how they could sign up. And what the researchers found is those letters did encourage some people to sign up. And because it was a large enough sample, they could actually see that those letters ended up saving about 700 lives.
This is what social scientists call, I think I'm getting this right, a randomized controlled study almost by accident.
Exactly. One of the things that's so wild I learned talking to the study authors is this experiment almost never happened. The only reason these letters weren't sent out to everybody was because they didn't have enough budget to buy all the postage and buy all the envelopes. So instead, they sent them out to a smaller share of the group that was paying the mandate penalty. And they ended up creating the first experimental evidence that we have that health insurance saves lives.
Okay. So reading this piece was A, fascinating, but B, a little bit gobsmacking, because somewhere in here, and let me just scroll down and get to the part I highlighted. Here's an economist who does healthcare research not involved with this Treasury study. She says, there has been a lot of skepticism, especially in economics, that health insurance has a mortality impact. What?
Yeah. So this is one of those things that I think to the public often feels obvious, right?
Yeah.
Like, of course, if you have health insurance, you're going to live longer. You're going to have more access to healthcare. It's been something really hard for economists to prove. You can very rarely randomize who has health insurance and who doesn't. The people who are uninsured are just different from the people who are insured. They tend to have higher mortality rates, but they're also lower income. They have less access to all sorts of resources. And we also know there's a lot of charity care programs and federal regulations that do get people who are uninsured access to certain kinds of health care. So it's actually been a big question in economics.
As you talked to other economists and healthcare policy experts in sort of sussing out this report, are people accepting what seem to be the results?
They generally are. They feel like the things that are unique about this experiment is that it is so large that you can actually detect things that are very small events, such as deaths. You know, death is luckily an infrequent event for the under 65 population, the population that gets private insurance. They feel like this adds to a growing body of research that finds in different sort of ways that health insurance is reducing mortality, both private insurance and public programs like the Medicaid program, which covers millions of Americans.
The catch, of course, is that going back to my rudimentary understanding of social science, experiments to be valid have to be repeatable. And yet we can't really repeat this experiment because the individual mandate has gone away in the Trump administration.
Exactly. So these letters were sent out in the final weeks of the Obama administration. And the only reason they were sent out was because people were paying fines and the government wanted to let people know. As you know, Kai, the mandate penalty was repealed at the end of 2017. And my understanding is these letters have never gone out since this one experiment. So we now know in retrospect, these letters actually saved lives, but there's less of a motivation for the government to send them out at this point.
Sarah Cliff, she's an investigative reporter at the New York Times, does a lot of health policy research. Sarah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.